This is the CoreXiles Advanced Audio Guide for the Schematic Browser. Specifically, this is for the KubaApp Schematic Browser. I know there's another one, but I've had issues with that. This one is very simple to use with the screen reader and perfectly accessible, so I'll be covering this one and not the other one. If you would like a link for this, it is located in the text guide. It will bring you right to the Schematic Browser homepage, not the main page for the site, but the actual homepage for the Schematic Browser specifically. There is some info at the top of this page. Some different links, like MPC Tracker, that's not accessible. CS.compare, that's a pain in the ass to use, but it is accessible. I'm just not going to cover it. And obviously, Schematic Browser, Resource Browser, I believe that's similar to what you see in the game, so that's not necessary. The first thing I'm going to talk about are the radio buttons.
Reduction matrix, no radio button check.
Jumping by R.
Reduction matrix, one radio button, not checked.
The radio button.
Reduction matrix, two radio button, not checked.
It might be A with, for you, I forget.
Reduction matrix, three radio button, reduction matrix, RM4 radio button.
You see there's no reduction, one, two, three, or four. Depending on if you're using a reduction matrix or if the person who's crafting for you is using one, you'll want to choose whatever one applies. Usually it's an RM4. Right now I have
reduction matrix, no radio button checked.
No checked because this isn't going to be involving one. Even though I do have one, I'm not going to use it for this guide. Now, there are two ways to get a schematic loaded on this page. What you're essentially doing is loading a schematic. It'll give you all the resources and how to build it, which is super useful. So you need to load your schematic first. First way is to search it.
Schematic
jump by E.
Search schematic. Embedded.
For edit box, I could type in
C-O-M-M-E-R-C-I-L space E-X-T-R-A-C-T-O-R.
Commercial extractor.
Escape virtual PC. Land. Table with two commercial extractor. More space. Not a table. Not a table.
They're all
groups are added schematic. Four columns and 19 rows.
Going to be
max manufacturer. Row two.
Where are
schematic,
they?
Search schematic. Embedded. Commercial extractor. Floor. Land. Amount.
Oh, it automatically.
Search,
put in search, flora. I don't want that. I don't like this damn search.
O-M-M-E-R-C-I-A-L space E-X-T-R-A-C-T-O-R. Escape virtual piece not found. Land. Not found. Search schematics. Embedded. Commercial extractor. Flora. Enter.
Nope.
Selected.
Yeah, see, if you just get the, like, let's say I only put one M in commercial.
C-O-M-E-R-C-I-A-L space E-X-T-R-A-C-T-O-R. Top. Embedded. Commercial extractor. Escape virtual not found.
It's going to say not found.
Embedded. Commercial extractor. Top. C-O-M-M. Escape virtual not found. Land. Not found.
It's still saying
search schematics. Embedded. Commercial extractor. Not found. Land. Search. Enter.
The search. Is a pile of crap. Don't ever use it. That's my suggestion. Unless you have it copied and you can just paste what you need right in there. The best way is to use the combo boxes and jump by category and then choose your specific schematic, which I'm going to cover right now. All right, so from the top of the page, hit C.
Add a schematic from list category. Combo box, enter.
Add a schematic from list category. Hit enter on this and you have to hit alt down arrow to expand it after that. Now I can down arrow through this category list. See all the different types. Now watch. If I was to collapse this. Now if I hit down arrow. It jumps me right out. Every time it switches categories, it jumps me out because it's refreshing the page and reloading the combo box underneath it with all the different schematics in that category. So I'm going to expand it and go to
extractor. Enter,
hit enter. Now the second combo
schematic
box, I'm hitting control home
CC. Add a combo box, commercial extractor flora. Enter, add a
search dot,
commercial extractor gas. Commercial extractor.
Stop doing that, Jaws. All the different types of extractors.
Industrial extractor, exotic gas.
We have expanse.
Industrial extractor,
industrial,
commercial extractor,
commercial,
personal extractor, flora.
Personal. I don't think there's, no, there's no harvesters in this list.
Nebula harvester, home, commercial extractor, flora.
Oh, there was.
Personal extractor, fuel. Personal extractor, flora. Nebula harvester, trojan.
Yep.
Nebula harvester, star grazer.
So it even has all the nebulas, which are technically, or all the harvesters, which are technically extractors.
Home, commercial extractor, flora.
I want a commercial extractor, flora. So I'm going to hit enter on that.
Add a schematic from list, enter, selected, one. Space.
I want
1 0
10
escape,
as the next
PC.
Forms mode, forms field after the second combo box.
Add schematic from list, add button.
And I'm going to hit the add button. This might take a few seconds
schematic
to load.
Browser.
Yeah, it's good.
Schematic browser.
All right, now from the top
schematic
of the page, I'm going to hit T.
Four columns and 40
and this puts me in the main table, which is going to list all the information for the schematic.
Manufacture 120.
Going to take 120 manufacturing
production,
skill.
80
production.
Extractor.
It's an extractor. That's the
total
tech
cost
level. I think that's. It has to be at least that tech level where you're crafting.
Total cost, 2,983,700.
That's the cost to build 10 of them at Joe's, I believe.
No.
It doesn't go on your ship.
1,454.
That's the final build XP.
Total XP,
total XP for building 10 of them.
36,900. 36,000. Total cost, total XP. Store.
It's going to give me all the store list. All right, I'm going to hit Alt Control Home to get to the top.
Alt
Control Down Arrow, top of the table.
Manufact type, total cost, schematic XP, total cost, total store, row 7. All resources, name, span 2, row 9.
All right, now we're at the
all resources, span 4, row 8.
Resource list. All the resources it's going to take to build
name,
this.
Name, span 4, span 2,
so
row 10.
So we have Aluside Ore.
4,000.
4,000.
Link Aluside Ore. Link Construction Components, 2,760. Link Construction, Link Electronic, 2,500. Link Isotopes, 900.
What I'm actually doing with this is hitting Alt Control Down Arrow.
Link Ore, span 2, row 14.
Down Arrow.
20,000.
Then up arrow to get back to that.
Link Ore.
and then Alt Control down arrow. The reason I'm doing that is because if I hit Alt Control right arrow,
all resources quantity 1,300.
It's going to read the all resources and all the table headers, and that's just a pain in the ass.
Liquefied metal spans 4,100. Liquefied ore spans 500. Liquefied lick steel spans 4,000. Lick steel, lick technologic 500. Lick tech arena 100. Lick tech schematic resources spans 4, row 22.
Okay, so that was. Schematic resources. This is actually just going to show you what is needed in the final build after you build all the modules, so this is pretty useless information.
Name stands to rope, lick construction components, stands 1,000, electronic 2,000, liquefied metal 3,000, liquefied 500, liquefied all components, stands 4, rope
28. Okay, now all components. These are going to be all the different components needed to build, so you'll know if you have these schematics or not. You might have to buy them.
Name stands to lick commercial drill units, stands 2, row 30, 20, lick
commercial drill units,
lick drill rate small, stands 40, lick drill rate small,
40 drill rate small, Anyway, that is the main table. So, from control home, go to top of the page, T, all control down arrow.
Schematic total cost, 4 rows of all resources. Name, stand 2, row 3, 4, lick construction, lick electronic, 2,500, lick
which is the important bit. Now, if you want to actually craft it, you already got all these resources, then you can go to the second table on the page.
4 top 3 columns and 4 rows, column 1, row 1, lick commercial extractor, floor extend, span 3.
Spans 3. Okay, I'm actually going to go control end.
Table end.
To jump down to the bottom, and I'm going to read with all control left arrow.
Beginning row, end row.
Maybe.
Four, three columns and four. Lick extractor, beginning row. Beginning row. Lick copper unit large X. Lick copper unit small.
There we go.
End of row.
All right, here's
lick copper unit small X 40, column 3.
So, one of the very first things you have to build, this is lick the bottom right cell.
Lick copper unit small X 40, column 3.
Column 3.
Bottom column. Lick copper unit small X 40.
Row, whatever. Bottom row.
Lick copper unit small X 40, column 3.
So, we got a hopper unit small.
Lick copper unit small X 40, column 2. Lick copper unit large X 20, column 2.
To the left.
Lick copper unit large X 20, column 2.
Left again. Hold control left, of course.
Lick extractor wall module X 40, beginning row.
Extractor wall module. These are the three beginning modules you have to build in the thing, in the commercial extractor floor, or any commercial extractor. Now I'm going to hit Alt Control Up arrow to go to the next level of the tree.
Lick drill rig small X 40, row 3, end of row.
We have a drill rig small X 40.
Land column 2, land column 1.
That's all there is.
Column 2.
Up one more. Alt Control Up arrow.
Lick commercial drill unit X 20, span 2, row 2,
commercial
end of row.
Drill unit.
Land column 1. Lick commercial drill unit X 20, span 2, column 2.
Those. Alt Control Up arrow.
Lick commercial extractor floor X 10, span
3,
row 1.
And that would give you the commercial extractor floor. An easy way to build is just hit end on this page, control end.
Table end.
And then left arrow.
Space. Lick copper unit
well,
large X
20. And then up arrow, my bad.
Lick copper unit small X 40.
So you'd build that first.
Lick copper unit large X 20.
That next.
Lick extractor wall module X 40.
That next.
Lick drill rate small X 40.
That next.
Lick commercial drill unit X 20.
That next.
Lick commercial extractor floor X 10.
And then you build your final build. This crafting tree down here at the bottom is a little bit more convoluted because it's lopsided. I'm going to reset and load another one. So I'm going to search reset.
Visit link reset. Enter reset link. Schematic browser.
Okay, now I'm going to load the first combo box and
search dot 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 ships.
Search
ships.
Ships.
Enter. Enter.
Now, second combo box. Expand.
Search dot dot dot. Engineering frame 2.
Engineering frame 2.
Add schematic from list amount. Edit 1. Add schematic from list add button. Enter.
Add. This is going to take a while to load. This is a enormous resource list and an enormous build. Every player-made ship needs an engineering frame. So if you ever have one, you'll be making one of these or paying for someone to make it, and it's a lot of damn money. Still loading. It'll get there eventually. Maybe. Is it still loading?
Schematic browser. Four columns manufacture. 625, 625.
Okay, it was loaded, and I was just sitting here like a bum.
Four columns and 200.
All right, manufacturing. 625,
production. 575.
Production,
five,
a lot.
Ships, tech level, 12. Total cost, 83,521,000.
Remember, that's the Joe's price, so it's actually way more than that.
Ship equipped, no. Schematic XP, 38,000 total XP, 1,062,073.
What do you get 1 million XP for crafting it, so.
Total cost, slash 78, 4. Like Starship, like 6-1.
All right, let's schematic just browser, take four columns, a quick peek at the resource list. Total, 407, all I'm not going to look at the
names. Names, 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 names,
names, names, names, names, names, names, names, names,
names, names, names, names, names, names, names, names, names, names, names, names, names, names, names, names, names,
names, names, names, names, names,
R-E-H-A-L-L, enter, link you all. 867,840, 867,000 category. schematic link URL, 3,840.
Yep, 3,840. Okay, now let's go look at this crafting tree, which is the second table on the page.
52 columns and 7 rows, column 1, link engineering frame, select 1.
Listen to the beginning of that again.
4 columns, 52 columns and 7 rows, column 1.
52 columns and 7 rows. That's because there are 52 submodules you have to build at the bottom. So I'm going to hit Alt Control Down Arrow.
Table end. Beginning row.
The very first one in the bottom right of the table is the module. So you'd build two of those. Human control interface, these are all the modules in the beginning.
Link human control, link sensor system, link interior control, link fire control, link combat, link secondary, link primary, link biological, link dietary, link entertainment, link habitat, link bioprocess, link bioregulate, link secondary, link pressure regulate, link mechanical, link engineering package, link system array mod, link integrated, link special secondary system, X2, column 32.
I'm only at column 32.
Link special, link object, link pod, link power, link capacitor, link collet, link phase, link engine, link heavy lift, link shield jet, link shield cover, link chassis, link chassis, link frame base, link frame base, link secondary, link engine, link pulse, link electronic subsystem, X1, column 6.
6.
Link weapon guidance package, link power, link search, link power man, link external pipe, link external bypass unit X1.
Alright, that's the last module in the first section of the build. Now if I hit up arrow,
link flight X2.
We're into the next section. Link combat array X2. Since there's 52 in the first one, you just divide that by 2, and that's how many you'd have in the next one. So, what, 26?
Link navigation, link food replicate, link cabin systems, link bioengineering X2, link airlock systems R2 X2, link engineering interface unit X2, link systems interface unit X2, stand 2, column 19. Link, column 10. Link engineering frame X1.
So, as you can see, this would be an impossible
build
to remember all this crap, so this table does help you tremendously. I can look at one more thing real quick. Let's
reset.
Something kind of simple. We're going to search by engineering. Now, every time you build one of these, a craft set at a time. I'm just going to look at the crafting tree. So, control home because you just have to build two Nanite Loader Kit X2s, and that goes into an EBK armor. That one's extremely simple. Doesn't need a table. Now the cool thing about which would give you 100 EBK. Manufacturer's only 15. Production's only 15, which is very doable at a low level. Anyway, I could go on and show you different crap with the schematic browser, but you should be able to get it by now. Just remember, search box, only use it if you have your schematic pasted or copied and you can paste it in there. First combo box, you have to hit Alt Down Arrow to expand it. Once you do, go to the second one. This one doesn't have to actually be expanded. I normally do just out of habit. Pick it. Jump by forms mode. Choose your amount. Add it. If you have a reduction matrix, you jump from radio button from the top of the page.
Reduction matrix RM4 radio button. Space reduction matrix RM4 radio button.
Pick the one you want. And it'll update the list. You can do that at any point. And the bottom table. Now listen to this table again. Maybe it's not perfect, but it's extremely accessible. You can just read with up arrow from the bottom of the page and just build them in that order and you'll be all good to go. And that is the guide covering the KubeApp schematic browser for Core Exiles. If you have any questions, you can let me know. Holiday in game, Black Screen Gaming on Skype. You know the drill by now.